come alive, come alive in my body. Dream, come alive.
Hey there, this is Molly, and you are listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast, episode 33. Welcome to it. How are you? Today, I want to talk about a common, I'm going to say problem, but it's not really a problem. It's just a common hurdle that people switching to a plant-based diet, or specifically a whole food plant-based diet, encounter. And that is breakfast. So I hear this a lot from our community and from my friends and people that I know who are sort of wanting to make this switch, or maybe just, you know, eat more plants, but not necessarily go totally plant-based or sort of ease into this a little bit. And I always tell them when they come to me and ask advice or ask my opinion or just want to chat about it, to start with one thing if they're feeling overwhelmed. So some people make this transition and they know that they want to go all in, they want to eat totally whole food plant-based, and they want to do it like overnight. And I think, I mean, I can relate to this because if I were to do this, like if I were eating the standard American diet or anything that wasn't whole food plant-based, I think I would be that person that would just go all in and do it all at once. I just know myself and I know that that's my personality, but that's not to say that that's the right way. And that's not to say that everybody is like that. So I think the first thing is that everybody needs to do this at their own pace and in a way that feels good to them and sustainable for them and not stressful. Because that stress doesn't really help the process. And there is a way to manage that stress, of course. And I talk a lot about that in my group coaching and Plant Fueled Life. And so that's always something that's good to look at because we don't have to be stressed. We can definitely manage that in so many different ways. Not to say that stress isn't going to pop up, but it's really good to have some tools that when it does, you know, you can kind of put those tools to work. But that's, I'm kind of getting off point. Like that's not the topic of today's podcast. Today is about breakfast. And the reason I'm starting there is because for those people who kind of want to ease into this, are feeling a little bit overwhelmed, I'm going to suggest that you start with breakfast. Just breakfast, nothing else. Like continue to eat how you're used to eating or what, you know, however feels comfortable for you, and just change breakfast. To incorporate more plants into your breakfast and start there. And so you might be thinking, well, that's great, but what do I do for breakfast? Now, I have a lot of blogs about that, and I will put those in the show notes so you can see, you know, hear about and read about and look at different types of breakfast and the many different things to incorporate for breakfast. There's a lot of options. But today, I want to focus on one breakfast in particular that I really love and that I think is a really good starting place for this. Because it is really satisfying, it is really filling, it's easy to make, and it's really nutrient dense as well. So that is what our Clean Food Dirty Girl private Facebook group and community refer or call hippie porridge. Now, this porridge goes by many different names. I'm going to link the recipe from the blog in the show notes, and I'm also going to link the recipe from our Plant Fueled Life portal. If you're a member, then you can add that to one of your meal plans that you're making. And of course, you can adjust the servings and get a grocery list and all that good stuff. If you're not a Plant Fueled Life member, you should definitely sign up. Link is in the show notes. If you're not, that's fine. We do have the gluten-free porridge recipe on our blog, and you can check that out and try it. And so here's what that consists of. Now, I have to tell you, it's going to sound strange. And I hear this, like there were a lot of people very hesitant, even in our community, to try it. And they're like, I don't know if I can really get with that. And I kept sharing pictures of my porridge and I kept hyping it up. And I'm like, you guys, you just got to trust me on this one. I know it sounds strange, but you got to trust me. And so people slowly started trying it and quickly realized like, oh, this shit is actually really good. And now I'm craving it. And now it's a staple in their house. I know that there are some of you out there that who are listening to this, who know this because you went through that. So here's what it consists of. And so just go into this with an open heart and an open mind. So you can make this hippie porridge or breakfast porridge or cold grain cereal. I have a lot of different names for it. And there's different variations of this. And just look in the show notes to get links to show you exactly how to do this. But so the combination is 3 different types of whole grains and 1 type of lentils or lentil. I guess it would not be plural because it's 1 type of lentil, but like actually many units of lentils. So it's a combination of grains and lentils, basically. So, and you can imagine like there's so many different whole grains out there and there are so many different types of lentils. So the combinations are kind of endless. And in the blog post I'm going to link to, I kind of break down the combinations that work really well and some substitution ideas and then grains that don't work as well. But basically, just to give you an example, a version that I make often is millet, buckwheat, black lentils, and steel-cut oats. And then I add to that a bunch of chopped up kale and sometimes, if I have it, some dried fruit. And I put that all in the Instant Pot with some water, and I cook it for about 13 minutes while I first soak it overnight, or soak it for a few hours, doesn't have to be overnight, and then cook it in the Instant Pot. Add water, you know, strain it, put it in the Instant Pot. The recipe will be in the notes, so don't worry about that. And then I cook it, and then I make like probably 2 big batches of that a week. And so I make 1 big batch usually on my batching day, and then another one I'll run out. So towards the end of the week, I'll make another batch. And that's what I have for breakfast every morning. And I've had this same breakfast, a variation of the same breakfast every morning for the past couple of years. And so when I first started doing this, I started doing this was because I was a little bit tired of steel cut oats, and I liked them. They were yummy. And I really loved doing like the carrot cake steel cut oats and the lemon poppy seed steel cut oats, but I never felt really full and sat like I was satisfied, but they didn't fill me up for a long time. And I really like to have a big breakfast that will really power me through to lunch. And so I just started playing around. I was like, well, if, you know, steel cut oats are whole grains, what if I added like some millet to my oats and do like 1 part oats and 1 part millet? And that worked. I was like, oh, it's kind of good. It's kind of a little bit more hearty. And I was like, hey, maybe I should try some lentils. Like, what would that look like? And so I played around with it for a long time before I even published it on the blog or told any of our community about it or put it into the portal. I just started playing around. And when I landed on this kind of 3-part grain, 1-part lentil combination, I ate it and I would stay full until lunch. I would stay so super satisfied. And I was eating it warm. So what I would do is I'd put this whole batch that I made, right? I would make it in the Instant Pot. You can also make it on the stove if you don't have an Instant Pot. I also will give you the directions for that. And in the portal, of course, you can just switch between, like you could toggle between Instant Pot and stovetop recipes to choose whichever version you want. But I would make this 1 big batch of it, and then I would put it in the fridge, and then each morning I would heat it up on the stove, kind of like you would oatmeal, you know? And then I would put a bunch of fruit and some chopped nuts and a little bit of raisins and some non-dairy milk. And I thought it was really good. And one morning, I asked my wife, Luann, hey, do you want to try this? And she's like, I don't like oatmeal. And I was like, hey, this, she doesn't like gloopy things. And I was like, hey, this isn't oatmeal. Like, this is actually something different that I came up with. And it's not, it actually has like some really good textures and it's different. And so I made her a bowl and she tried it. And she was like, hey, this isn't bad, but when you like, if you make this for me again, or when you make this for me again, will you make it cold? And I was like, huh? Cold. That sounds horrible. That's the worst idea I've ever heard. Because she doesn't like hot things either. She's a little bit particular. And I was like, hey, no problem. So the next morning, I just took the grains and like took the mixture, right? The grains and the cooked grains and the cooked lentils and the whole mixture. Took it out of the fridge. And then I just scooped some cold mixture into a bowl. And then I topped it with fruit and some nuts and some non-dairy milk and some raisins. Gave it to her. And she was like, oh my gosh, this is actually really good. Like I would definitely eat this on a regular basis. I was like, really? And I tasted it. And I was like, holy shit, you're right. Oh my gosh, you're right. This is better. This is even better. And when I bit into it and I had a spoonful of it and I started chewing, I was like, this is like totally quenching that. Quenching isn't the right word, but this is totally nipping that craving for cold cereal in the bud. I used to love cold cereal and not just in the morning. Like I would eat it kind of anytime. It was one of the things that I really loved. And, you know, a lot of cold, pretty much all cold cereal is just very processed. I mean, it's not like probably the most horrible thing you can eat, but it's definitely not that nutrient dense and not great. And so this, because of the coldness of it, because it was cold and because of all the different like textures, the fruit and the nuts and stuff, I was like, wow, if I eat this, I'm never going to crave cold cereal again. This totally does it. So I started eating it cold as well and found it was brilliant because A, I don't have to heat it up. So it's a step that I don't have to do. It saves a lot of time. It goes from the fridge to the bowl to my mouth, basically. And the taste was amazing and it was really filling. And then eventually I was like, I want to get even more crazy with this and start adding kale. And I got this idea from Sandrina in our Facebook group because she would put kale in like her breakfast bowls, like grain bowls. And I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to try this. And so I started putting chopped up kale in it and a little bit of dried fruit. And I was like, wow, that's really good. I don't taste the kale. The kale isn't overwhelming, but like it adds another little interesting texture that I liked. And so that's sort of where I landed with that recipe. And it's been amazing. And I don't like, I crave it. And I haven't gotten sick of it yet. And it's over 2 years now. And Luann, who doesn't eat a whole food plant-based diet totally, like she loves this too. I think we actually mentioned this in a podcast early on. When she went to Seattle for a trip, I packed her like a little bag of uncooked grains and lentils and put instructions so that she could cook them at her Airbnb. And she went into that and that was really cool. She had I never thought I would see that day. Like never thought I would see it. But she's really hooked on it too. So the thing that I like about, I mean, there's a lot of things I like about this, but I wanted to point out a couple of things specifically. So there are days when I don't eat as many leafy greens as I would like. So especially the days that I'm running around, maybe I'm doing a bunch of errands and I eat out and then I don't make a smoothie that day. I just feel like my green intake isn't what it could be, right? I like to eat lots of dark leafy greens and different varieties. And so I know that it doesn't matter what the rest of my day in food looks like. After I have a bowl of porridge in the morning, I know I have a good helping of greens. And it's not anything I have to try to do. It's just there. It's built in. Tastes delicious. I don't have to think about it. So that's really cool. And in the beginning, when I was doing those greens, they were in the porridge, there would be days where it would be, you know, coming close to dinner time and be like, all right, I'm going to like, what do I have in my fridge that I could add some greens to just to make sure I get some? Then I'd be like, hey, I had them in my porridge this morning. Bonus. So that was a really cool thing. The other cool thing about this is that, you know how, and maybe if you're brand new to this, maybe you don't know this, but if you've been doing this for a while, and if you're anything like me, I have jars of different grains in my cupboard. I have millet and different lentils, and I have, rice, and I have buckwheat, and I have quinoa, and, I have a lot of those in my pantry. And so what's beautiful is that before this, when I always had just like, it was like the last little bit of whatever grain or lentil it was, it's like, how am I going to use this like quarter cup of millet? What, like, can I, it's a little bit too, I can't really make a batch because it's only a quarter of a cup. Can I add it to something else? What can I do with it? I would just have like a bunch of leftover little bits of grains in my pantry. And now it's perfect because I can just use those up in this porridge. So that has been really cool too. And just kind of fun to use up those last bits of things. I gave you millet, buckwheat, black lentils, and steel cutouts. That's a combination that I do often. And I do that combination because I don't eat gluten. But if you don't have a problem with gluten and if you don't have a gluten sensitivity, you could totally add stuff like barley and farro and couscous and any whole grains that are derived from wheat. That also works really, really well. Other grains that you could use in place of those items that I already mentioned, and lentils, I really like to use brown lentils sometimes, green lentils, any type of lentil work really well. You can use quinoa. You can use black rice is really yummy, and red rice is really yummy. You can use amaranth and teff. So amaranth and teff are like very, very, very tiny, and it's even smaller than quinoa. And they tend to be very, very thick. And so when I'm using amaranth and teff, I use about half the amount. And I make a note of that in the blog that I'm going to share with you. But and then another good one to use is sorghum. And sometimes you see these grains, right? You're at the grocery store and you're like, sorghum, that looks interesting. Like, I would like to try that. And then you're like, I don't know what to do with it. This is a great way to experiment with different types of grains. I have found that black rice works really, really well, and a little bit of wild rice works well, but too much brown rice doesn't work as well just because it's a bit too starchy. And so I found that if I'm going to do brown rice, I just do a little bit of it. And then let's talk about toppings. So one of my favorite combinations, so I have my porridge, I take it from the fridge. It has the cooked grains, the cooked lentils, the kale. You can also add collard greens or chard, or I don't recommend spinach because spinach gets a little slimy, but any sturdy leafy green like collard greens, Swiss chard, bok choy works really well. Kale, all types of kale works really well. And then you have your, of course, dried fruit. So you have it all together. You put it in a bowl. And then you top it. And this part is really fun because you can switch it up and make a different version of this every morning. So not only are you getting, a lot of nutrient diversity, but you're also staying out of a food rut and getting bored with the exact same thing. So I have lots of different toppings I put on it. One of my favorite combination is fresh raspberries, pear, and banana. That combination is delicious. Another one is mango. Just put like cut up ripe mango on top is really good. Blueberries are great. Blackberries are great. Any kind of berry. Diced up apples are really delicious. So I use that often. And then I do like any kind of fruit, really. Not so much like citrus. No, not feeling that. I've never put oranges on top, but I might, you could if you like slice them up, but that probably would be pretty tasty. I haven't tried that. But the other thing is nuts. So I do walnuts, like chopped walnuts. Sometimes I do pecans. You could just do those raw, or of course you could toast them. But one of the things that I do that is really tasty, and I don't do it all the time, but sometimes if I am feeling fancy and have some extra time on my batching day, I will toast some shredded coconut and some pecans together, but I don't toast them together. I toast them separately. Then I put them together because of course, toasting nuts is going to take a little bit longer than toasting coconut. So if you try to toast those two things together, the coconut is going to burn and the nuts won't be properly toasted yet. So I take a skillet and I chop up some nuts, toast those, put it in a bowl. Then I put the coconut in the skillet, toast that until it's just like golden brown, add that with the nuts, and then drizzle over a little bit of maple syrup and like a squeeze of fresh lime and mix that together. And I make like a big jar of that so that in the morning I put the porridge and then I put the chopped up fruit, whatever I'm having. And then I'll just put some of that topping on top. And that's really, really good. If I don't put dried fruit in the porridge when I'm cooking it, I'll add some raisins, and that is perfectly sweet enough for me. I don't need any other sweetener besides that. If I don't have any dried fruit in the porridge that's cooked and I don't have any raisins and I'm not using any fruit that's super sweet, like if I don't have banana, like if I'm doing something like, I don't know, green apple and raspberries, I might just drizzle a little bit of maple syrup in, but I don't do that often. I usually stick to raisins for the sweetness, or just chop up some dried dates and, you know, cook those in with the porridge. You could even put the raisins in with the porridge when it's cooking, but I kind of like the texture of just the dried raisins on top. For me, it's more of a texture thing. But I've also done like chopped up dried banana or chopped up dried peaches, chopped up dried apricot, whatever I, you know, have in my fridge. Also, that's another thing. I tend to have little bits and pieces of leftover dried fruit for some reason just hanging out in my fridge. Using that stuff up is really great too. Okay, so that gives you an idea about, well, that's what I have for breakfast. But that is something that if you eat this consistently, the cool thing is you don't have to think about it. Like, it's already there. And here's what I do. So before I go to bed at night, I always make sure that my kitchen is clean. I don't like leaving a messy kitchen. I make sure all my dishes are done and my counters are wiped off and everything is clean. And then I fill up my kettle with water. I have an electric kettle. Fill that up. Make sure that's ready to go for the next morning. And then I'll lay out on my counter a cutting board, my knife, a spoon, and two bowls. And that way, when I get up in the morning, I turn my kettle on to start some water for warm water and for tea. And then I grab the porridge out from my fridge, fill up the two bowls with porridge, chop up some fruit, add some nuts. And then, and this is like 6:30 in the morning I do this, right? Right when I wake up. And then I cover those bowls with little plates and I just stack them and put them in the fridge. And that way, when I get hungry or when Luann gets hungry, we just go downstairs, grab one of those bowls, pour some non-dairy milk on top and eat. And it's such a time saver. It saves so much time. You don't have to think about what's for breakfast. You don't have to make, I mean, it's just putting stuff together, right? And if you do it in advance, you just grab it out and literally eat. I mean, it's literally like you're creating fast food for yourself, which is ideal, right? This is another really handy thing about this is that, like, I'm very passionate about this porridge, you can tell. It's really been a game changer for me and for a lot of people in our community too. So one thing that I love to do is if I'm going out, like we had to go the other morning to town and we live about a half an hour from what would be considered town. I don't remember what the hell we were doing, but I knew that I was going to get hungry at some point in the morning. And eating breakfast out when you're whole food plant-based it's like, you know, kind of pointless unless there's, you know, a restaurant that has very healthy food, but it's hard to find stuff, especially, I don't know where I live. So I just take a container and put in the container, like a Tupperware, just put in the porridge and then the fruit and then the nuts and then some raisins and then some non-dairy milk. And I just pop it in a bag and you can put in like a little cooler if you want. And then bring a spoon, and then it's just ready to go as soon as I get hungry. So it's a really good thing to take with you on road trips or just on your way to work. Or like if I go to the beach in the morning for a swim, I just pop that in my bag, and as soon as I get hungry, I eat it. So it's very versatile. And even if to me, I don't mind that it's not cold. If it's at room temperature when I eat it, I'm fine with that. Like I'm not going to leave it in my car for 5 hours and then eat it, but it's there when I'm ready in the morning. If I was going to not eat it for, you know, a good several hours, I would probably put it in a cooler. But so that's another thing. So I, you know, this to me, it's kind of the, even though it sounds weird, it's kind of the perfect place to start because it's so easy and you don't have to think much about it. Right. And you get to kind of change it up a little bit. And like I said, if you don't have an Instant Pot, you can totally make it on the stove. Right. But that's just sort of how I do it. And so I tell people like, hey, if you're overwhelmed with trying to eat more plants or eating more plant-based, and you're just like, I'm not sure where to start. Just start here. Just don't even think about it. Pick this place to start, start here. And just, if you do nothing else, just eat this for breakfast for like a week, 2 weeks, and just see how you feel. I have to say that my nephew, who I was helping kind of helping him incorporate more plants into his life, I ordered him an Instant Pot and I gave him this recipe. I'm like, okay, let's start here. And he could not believe how good it was. I mean, and this is a guy who will eat, you know, for breakfast, like bacon and eggs. And I mean, he's a big meat eating dude. And he was blown away. He was texting me pictures, although he called it his gruel. And he's hilarious. I love him. But I got him hooked on it. And he was like, man, I feel so good. I have so much energy. This is awesome. And he really had a lot of fun experimenting with different grains and stuff. So I don't know. Start here and just try this and see what you think, especially if you're somebody who enjoys cereal in the morning or that type of thing. This is really going to appeal to you. In the show notes, like I said, I will give you the link and you can follow along. And then I would love, if you try this, I would love to hear about it somehow. So there's a couple of different ways to get in touch. So you could either email us at support@cleanfooddirtygirl.com and give me an update. Just tell me what you think. You can always join our private Facebook group and post a picture and introduce yourself and tell us what you think there. I would love to see that. You can also tag us on Instagram. We are at Clean Food Dirty Girl. And so there's various ways to show me, but I would love to know what you think. And if you try this, or if you have any of your friends who you've gotten to try this, I would also love to hear about that. So that is, that's my porridge inspiration for you, my breakfast inspiration for you. Totally doable. Have fun and go into this with an open mind. I know it sounds weird to eat lentils in the morning in like a breakfast type of situation, breakfast cereal type of situation. I promise you, like, I'm not going to promise you, I can't do that. From my experience, it is delicious. And you're not going to notice that you're eating lentils and kale for breakfast because it all just works together as like one delicious, delicious meal. So, okay. Awesome. Have a great week. Try the porridge. Let me know how it goes. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week and I'll talk to you again soon. Dreamer, come alive, come alive.